Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Life is so beautiful. Throughout our whole life, we get to experience the beauty of life. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who gets really excited when spring comes around. After a whole gray winter season, suddenly everything becomes alive again. The grass is starting to be green, the trees are budding, the flowers are growing. And suddenly, everything has life. Our mood becomes happier because we know that spring and summer is coming. Today, we are getting hint of one of the most beautiful feast days, Pentecost. It is a feast day where we celebrate and desire the Holy Spirit to come and dwell within us. The presence of the Holy Spirit within our life makes us holy. And it makes us see behind the horizon of this world, and it gives us a little hint of paradise. When we are baptized, and you have a beautiful experience here, because we had plenty of baptisms here, immediately after the dunking of the child, there is a service of chrismation, where the priest anoints the newly baptized Christian, and this anointing seals the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The priest says, "The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit." Every time he anoints one of the body parts, the forehead, eyes, nostrils, mouth, ears, chest, hands, and feet. This means that the gifts of the Holy Spirit are sealed within us, and they await to be activated through our zeal for Christ. I like to watch farmers on YouTube. I think the reason why I like to watch them so much is because they are a visual representation of what should be happening in our soul. I'm not crazy. Hear me out. When winter is about to end, the farmers are preparing their equipment so it is ready. First, you can see and feel the excitement they have and the joy. They know there is going to be a lot of sleepless nights. They know that the equipment may break. They know that there is going to be a lot of problems throughout the whole season, but they have the zeal to produce the fruits. And that's their source of energy to go through the whole season. When the snow melts and the soil becomes a little dry, they start the first phase, which is to cultivate the soil so it is evenly spread and so the soil is turned over so the nutrients come up. Then they start to plant. It can't be too dry and it can't be too wet. The planters have to be adjusted so they do not plant too deep or too shallow. It takes many hours to adjust everything. Sure, we could say that, what's the big deal? But for them, it is a big deal. If the seed is planted too shallow, it will dry up. If it's planted too deep, it will take too long to break through the soil. In either case, both cases, ruin their yield of fruits. And after planting, they hope for rain so the seed can pull the nutrients from the soil. And then they wait after harvest, for the harvest. The same thing happens within our soul. We know that when we die and when we stand in front of a just judge, we will be looking at our harvest and we will be judged accordingly. But right now, during this time, we have an opportunity to plant seeds so they yield many fruits. And we might ask, where are the seeds? Well, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are sealed within us, and we can take those gifts as seeds that we can plant. But the gifts are knowledge, understanding, wisdom, counsel, piety, fortitude, and fear of the Lord. These are the seeds. But before we plant them, we have to cultivate our soul in our heart so it is capable to receive these seeds. We prepare the soil of our heart by purification of our heart. In very simple words, purification means that we start to fight against the impure thoughts and actions, judgments, gossips, and other sins that destroy the precious soil in our hearts. As weeds grows, always grow, so does sin grows constantly, and it is our job to weed it out. And when the soil is ready and cultivated by confession, then we can plant those gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us. Then we don't have to wait like farmers for rain. We can water it immediately by prayer and fasting and living out the gospel that we hear every Sunday and every day. Unfortunately, we do not go through the seasons as farmers do. We have one planting and one harvest. But what's so beautiful is that when we get to see fruits of our plantings, we will feel that we have changed, that we have lost interest in the world and worldly activities. We will experience that the certain friends who do not share the same values are falling away from us. But yet, we are gaining new, like-minded friends. And we are serious about our faith, that we will see that slowly we will grow to be more loving, more joyful, more peaceful, that we will have more patience and we will be more kind, more good, more faithful, that we will be gentle and we'll have a self-control over our life in places where we used to be always frustrated or angry. And these are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual life requires a lot of work and effort. Sometimes there are dry times where we lose zeal and focus, but then there are also times where we get to experience the fruits of our hard work, of our hard prayer, our hard fasting. For sure, we will never get to experience the full harvest of these fruits, but during our lifetime, and many saints are witnesses to it, we can receive many hints of paradise here on earth. Gifts are within us, but it is up to us when we sow them and when we reap the beautiful fruits. It's never too late to start and to perfect each gift, as long as we make a firm decision that from today I will start, that from today I will sit at Christ's feet and be His disciple until my last breath. Look what the Holy Spirit offers us. We are offered beautiful life with Christ. Let us seize the moment. Let us not waste with these gifts that were given to us for free. Let us use them so we can beautify our life, and through us, we can beautify the whole entire world. Glory to Jesus Christ.